Good morning. We are continuing with our study of Mishnayos Masechta Bechoros, the sixth parak, Mishnah Yud, and then Mishnah Yud Aleph. In this parak, we've been involved in the different mumen, the different blemishes that exist within the animals. So Reb Chanina ben Antigonos reminds us, She'abelas bi'eino, a Bechor that has a particular eye infection, especially if it's in the sclera, even if it's in the sclera, this would be considered a mum as well. V'shanifkam etzem biyado, or if the front leg has a pegam in it, that's a maglo, or the back leg has a pegam in it. In both of these instances, all three of these instances, it is considered a mum. V'shanisak atzamo shebefiv, if all of a sudden it also has in the bone, the jawbone that holds the teeth together, if it's got a certain hold up in the situation, that is the jaw where the teeth are held together, so that's such a gap, a cavity that develops in the jaw, that too would be a permanent mum. Eino achas gedol v'achas ketana. If you have a situation where it has one eye that is very large and a smaller eye that looks like a goose's eye, that's a mum. Rasno achas gedol v'achas ketana. There's a bigger ear and a smaller ear. Bamare, assuming, of course, everyone looks at it and can see it that way. But if you have to pull out the measuring stick, avalo b'mida, if you pull out the measuring stick in order to see that it's one eye is a quarter of an inch larger than the other, that's not a mum. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echad mi beitzav gedola kishnaim shebechaberta, if one of its beitzim, if one of its testicles is larger than the other one, twice as large, that too would be a mum, v'lohodu lo chachamim, and the chachamim did not agree to Rabbi Yehuda, because the chachamim came along and they had a different position, even if it's not twice as large. In such a situation, if it appears to be larger, the chachamim would assume in such a situation that would be a mum as well. So nafa igal sheina magas larkov. What if you have a tail that doesn't come all the way down? It doesn't come down to the thigh. So amru chachamim in such a situation, kol marbis ha'agalim kein. He says, what are you talking about? In such a situation, that is part of the growth process where the tail does go down to the thigh. But kozman shein magdilim heim nimtachos. You have to understand, when the calves get bigger and the thighs get larger, the tails don't go as far down. And so therefore, you can't call it a mum. Leizer arkov amru, right? Where, when we talked about this size, what was the size we were talking about? So Reb Chanina ben Antigonos omer, l'arkov shebem sayerech. We're talking about a... The arkov in the middle of the thigh. So al elu mumin shochtim es habachor psulei muktashim niftim aleihem. So when we talk about these mumin, right? When we say this is a mum, this is a mum, this is a mum, throughout this entire parak thus far, the last couple of days, what we mean to say, you would shecht the bachor and on these situations, and you would not. You would not have to bring it to the mikdash, and if it were to be on another type of hekdash, you'd be able to do a pediah. And Mirat Hashem, tomorrow we're going to begin our discussion of what happens when you can't do it, where these mumen are not going to be considered involved in that situation. And of course, we will apply that tomorrow, and then we will start applying it to the status of a human being as well. Okay, we wish everyone a wonderful day, and we will meet again tomorrow morning. Have a great day.